Grace and peace be to you from the one who is and who was and who is to come, Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of kings on earth. Amen. Dear saints, there are two questions for our consideration this evening. The first question is, where does faith come from? And the second question is related, what does faith do? We want to answer these questions based on our lessons this evening. Where does faith come from and what does it do? This past Sunday, we discussed what we see in the divine service, or more specifically, how we see. We see in two ways, with eyes of flesh, with human eyes, and also with eyes of faith. Thus, the first question, where does faith come from? How do we obtain eyes of faith? Now, this question Paul answers very directly in our first reading when he writes, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ." The word of Jesus creates faith. Without the word, there is no faith. Without faith, there is no ability to see spiritual things, to discern them. You cannot stir up faith in yourself by your own efforts. It must come from outside of you. It must come from God. And actually, that is a great comfort, because we don't have to wonder how to increase our faith. We don't have to wonder where God's Spirit is at work. We know the source of our faith is God, God himself, as he comes to us in his word. I want to nerd out for a minute on the Greek text of this verse. Your ESV translation says, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ." And what I want to point out to you is that in the Greek there is no verb. The word in English, come, is actually added for the sake of making the English easier to understand, but it's not present in the Greek. Literally, the text says this, "Therefore, faith out of hearing, hearing through the word of Christ." So the idea that we may have that faith comes to us once, we hear it once, we hear once the word of Christ, and then we have faith, and that's sort of all we need, that's not accurate. Rather, faith is ongoing. It's living. Faith needs to be sustained. Sustained out of hearing. And likewise, hearing is living. Hearing exists, and it is sustained through the word of Christ. Hearing the word of Christ is what causes faith and what sustains faith. Without the word of Christ, there is no hearing, there is no faith. Faith that once existed will die without hearing through the word of Christ. So that's where faith comes from. And so we can take up the second question, what does faith do? In our reading from John, John the Baptist points at Jesus and says, "Behold, the Lamb of God." Hearing this, those two disciples do something. Namely, they follow Jesus. Faith seeks out where Jesus is. Faith doesn't just go out on its own, wandering around in the wilderness of this life, or laying in bed, or looking for Jesus out at the lake, or whatever it may be. Faith comes to be where Jesus is. Christians go to be where Jesus is. They seek to follow his way. They seek to walk in his steps. They desire to live a life worthy of the one they follow. This is what faith does. Faith recognizes when we're not following Jesus the way we should, and it repents, and it seeks to do better. Faith draws us here to worship with fellow Christians, because this is where Jesus is. This is where he has promised to be for your good, to strengthen your faith through the hearing, through his word. Secondly, faith abides with Jesus. The disciples ask Jesus an interesting question. They ask him, "Where are you staying?" The word staying is a little bit broader than that. means abiding, remaining. Likewise, Jesus' response, come and see, isn't just an invitation for the two of them to hang out at his hotel room for a while. Rather, it is an invitation to stay with him, to abide with him, to remain with him as he teaches, as he heals, as he performs miracles, to remain with him even when he is tortured and mocked and executed, to abide with him after he rises from the dead and even as he ascends into heaven. And how are they able to do this? How can they remain with Christ even when he's gone? By hearing his word. And it is the same invitation that Jesus gives to us again and again and again. Come and see. Use your eyes of faith that I have given you and abide with me. See all the good that I am doing for you. Remain with me. And how do we do that? The same way, by hearing the word. That is the only way. We follow Christ. We abide with him through faith. Faith created and sustained through hearing the word of Christ. Lastly, faith proclaims. You see this pattern with Andrew. One of the two who heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, and it happens to be the feast day of St. Andrew today. Andrew went, followed Jesus, remained with him, and then what did he do? He went and proclaimed who Jesus was to his brother, Simon Peter. He said to Simon, "We have found the Messiah." And then upon inviting Peter to come and see, Peter follows Jesus. Peter abides with Jesus, and Peter proclaims Jesus, and so the cycle of hearing, following, abiding, and proclaiming continues up unto this very day. Faith proclaims, because as Paul said, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Christ gave Andrew the eyes of faith to see who he was, the Lamb of God. He calls us to do the same. He calls us first to hear, and then he calls us to follow him by casting aside the things of this world that keep us from following him, to make a conscious commitment to be where he is, to listen to his word, to seek to follow his ways, to follow him humbly in repentance and faith. And he calls us to abide. Not just follow him for a little while, or follow him when it's convenient for us to do so, but to abide in his presence, to constantly be around his work and his word, to recognize his hand in all things, to be consistent in prayer, and to avail ourselves of his means of grace, his word, his absolution, his sacraments. In this way, then we have something to proclaim. You don't have to be a preacher to proclaim the kingdom of God. You don't have to go to a faraway land to proclaim the kingdom of God. Instead, God puts you in the midst of people, some of whom need the invitation, come and see. These may be people in your family, your workplace, your circle of friends. Christ wants to give them the same eyes of faith that you have so that they may see and believe and follow and abide. And this only happens the way it happened for you, through his word on your lips. The invitation is simple. Come and see. Come and see what I see in church, where Jesus is. Come and see all that he has done for me and all that he continues to do. Come where we learn to follow him. Come and see the God-man born in a manger. Come and see him suffer and die. Come and see him rise and ascend into heaven. All for us and for our salvation. In the name of Jesus, amen.